Ellen White's last trips to Loma Linda. On Thursday, March 30, 1911, Ellen White broke away from the work at Elmshaven, taking with her Helen Graham, one of the secretaries, and Sarah McIntyre, her traveling companion and nurse. She set out for Loma Linda, where important meetings of the board were to be held early in April. There were 76 acres, 31 hectares, of land in the 1905 purchase of the Loma Linda property, 23, 9 hectares, in the hill site, and the remaining 53, 21 hectares, in a strip of fertile valley land extending 3/5 of a mile, 1 kilometer, toward the railway. The hill land was half occupied by buildings, lawns, drives, etc., the other half was orchard. Of the valley land, a portion provided a site for barns, stables, vegetable garden, and 3 acres of apricot trees. The balance was in alfalfa, and there was land suitable for grain. Pressed as they were for money to meet the $40,000 purchase price, some looked hopefully to the sale of the valley land as building sites. When Ellen White heard of this, she urged that no land be sold. None was sold.
J. A. Burden and others associated with him felt there was a need of acquiring even more land for the institution.
Within a few months, a 30-acre, 12-hectare site just east was offered for something less than $100 an acre, and it was secured. Shortly after this, Ellen White asked to see this land and was taken to the top of the sanitarium building where she could view it.
G. A. Irwin, board chairman, reported that she scanned it carefully for a time, and then remarked, "Well, we are thankful we have it."
Then she turned and looked to the north, to the land in the front of the sanitarium that stretched to the railroad and Colton Avenue beyond. She waved her hand and declared, "The angel said, get all of it." Somewhat startled, those with her reminded her of the financial difficulties experienced in securing what land they had, and she responded, "Well, we shall be thankful for what we have," and turned and went to her room. The brethren pondered just what was included in the words of the angel, "Get all of it." The land north of the institution was in several tracts. 1, of 150 acres, 61 hectares, was held at $18,000, another, of 55 acres, 22 hectares, was held for $20,000, another 27 acres, 11 hectares, could be had for $2,250, and still another 20 acres, 8 hectares, just north of the railway was available for $750. But who had the foresight, and where would the money come from? Nothing was done, and 3 years went by. But in those 3 years some of the tracts were sold, and what was left doubled in price. When the decision to develop a medical school at Loma Linda was reached in 1910, the pattern of thinking began to change. In May, at the time of the organization meeting held at Loma Linda, at which Ellen White was present, steps were taken to secure land just in front of the institution. It was purchased for about $600 an acre,